A group of Otago University researchers were surprised to find that less than half the schools they surveyed had robust sun hat policies in place. The team, led by Associate Professor Tony Reeder of the Social and Behavioural Research Unit in the Department of Preventive and Social Medicine, surveyed 1,242 primary and intermediate schools around the country. That was around 62% of schools for that age group. Now, what they found was that only 43% of those had optimum policies in place. Now, remember that New Zealand and Australia melanoma skin cancer rates are consistently the highest in the world. With us is Dr. Tony Reeder, and, well, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
In terms of a robust policy, what were you and your team meaning by that? What's the robust policy around sun hat use?
Well, we form different categories. The best category, the most protective category, was hats with that provided shade to the face, the neck, and the ears, which, you know, full good sun protective hats. And we scored those as a 3, and we worked down from that down to 0 to some, you know, not having good policies that provided sun protection.
How important are sun hats for our younger students at school? How much protection does this give them from skin cancer in the future?
That's very hard to put a figure on, but we do know that overexposure to ultraviolet radiation is the main cause of skin cancer, and that people at a young age are particularly vulnerable to skin damage from ultraviolet radiation. So putting the two things together, it's sort of a no-brainer, really, to try and protect children in primary schools.
And
hats are a very good way of doing this, for part of the body anyway.
Right. And if we weigh up other issues, we actually got an email from a GP earlier, Tony, who said, look, let's weigh up the risk. There is an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency in South Auckland and brown and black kids, said this doctor working in the area. I don't know what you make of that.
I don't think that is actually correct. And the thing I was also point out is that the hat protection policies, the sun protection policies for schools actually only operate during terms 1 and 4, which is during the peak of the UV season. So they don't encourage necessarily the wearing of those same hats outside that period of time when the risk is highest. And they also, of course, don't apply to weekends and out of school hours.
Oh, yes,
so there's plenty of opportunity for people to get adequate sun exposure.
Were you surprised that there wasn't a uniform blanket, no hat, play in the shade policy in more schools? It's pretty simple, isn't it? And this 43%.
Yes, that's disappointing. But the good news is from our survey is that we analysed what could be done to improve this. And we looked at the two possibilities. One is membership of the Sun Smart Schools program, which is run by the Cancer Society. And the other is using a professional drafting policy service, which is available in New Zealand on a commercial basis. And we put those two factors into statistical modelling, and we found that each of them were very good predictors of policy rigour. So clearly there's two things there that we could encourage. Membership of the Sun Smart Schools program and also the use of the policy drafting service. The latter, of course, has a cost, and that can be a barrier to schools. Mm. So we would suggest that somehow or other, through the Ministry of Education or Ministry of Health, that perhaps they would like to subsidise that process so that we could get the best quality, the best possible policies, and that they could be updated and, you know, and can be tweaked also for a local situation, like people further north might have slightly different ones to people in the south.
Well, let's see how we get on with this particular issue. Very interesting. Associate Professor Tony Reeder there from Otago University. Interesting, it's a fairly simple policy to enact, but really 43% of schools had optimum policies in place.
Really surprised about that. And
it's a no-brainer, isn't it? You put on your hat.
It is, but I guess it's a function of what it identified, which was new people coming in, not being aware there wasn't a policy in place. You know, probably if you asked a lot of those principals who may have been new to the school, they would just assume those policies were there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you didn't say it was parental responsibility, Michelle.
Well, Well, I think it is parental responsibility, but in recent years, the schools have very much taken that on board themselves.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah, also, I think the issue that people deal with is shoes on the kids' feet in the winter and food in their stomach. It's a bit of a middle-class sort of luxury for many people. That's the reality of it. And why do my kids' hats cost $55?
There you go.
Because they're into brands.
Yeah.